Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Justin Corby, who is the Stone Man of Stone Man Brewery. Now, if you've never met Justin, he looks kind of like the young Gandalf. You've got this giant beard that goes down to your belly button.
And I was then so happy to see that because I had seen your photo from time to time. And then you're totally authentically how you're pictured.
Yeah, you look like Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman!
So the Stone Man kind of idea, is that where the name comes from for those who might not know?
Well, the name comes from me being a stonemason by trade. I spent a lot of my career as a stonemason just kind of building rock walls.
But you're not a local hero stonemason. You are a local hero brewer, and you are one of the tiniest, but I guess most sought after brews with Stone Man Brewery. And the interesting thing for people that are familiar with our great local food movement and farm shares is that you have a sort of beer share model. How does that work, Stone Man?
It's one of the first beer CSAs, and we use almost 100% all Northeast and local grown ingredients. And basically, it's like a farm share for beer. So people pay up front, and they get a certain amount of beer every month, come up to the farm or come up the hill to Colerain and pick it up once a month.
That used to be the only way you could really get it, right?
In the beginning, yeah. Then I had a little extra beer, and so now I distribute to about 8 different stores in the valley.
So where can you get it?
River Valley Market, Atkins Farm, Provisions.
State Street.
Hager's Farm Stand, Pine Hill Orchards in Colerain.
Yep. The other thing that's cool about this area in general and about, I guess, you specifically, is that you do a lot of collaborative efforts. So that we live in this age where we always think we need to compete and we want to outdo this, you know, company or that company in our same trade. But I've run into you at any number of different other places that brew beer or serve beer, and you're there for some tasting of some collaboration you've done. You recently just did another one with People's Pint.
Yeah, it'll be out right now, and it's called the Ghost Farmer, and it's a collaboration between People's Pint and Stone Man Brewery, and it's based on the recipe of the Farmer Brown, and then also Stone Man Brewery, we have a beer called the Ghost Hog Imperial Brown Ale. So it's an Imperial Strong, 10% aged in whiskey barrels for a couple months beer, which is really special.
So how does it work? Do you guys just take your beers and pour them into one other big vat, or are you there working on the recipe together and going through the whole process?
Yeah, we basically work on the recipe together, go down to the brewery and brew it together. So it's always like a unique experience, a unique beer.
How do you taste beer along the way as you're making it?
In the beginning, it's really sweet, and then it ferments out. So you can kind of taste it along the way just to see, using your sensories, your taste to make sure everything's on track.
And you can taste like along the road if it's on the right track or if something's off.
A lot of times you just have to cross your fingers once you get past a certain point.
So were you just brewing as like a hobby while you were a stonemason and then decided to expand it, or how did it happen?
In my early 30s to mid 30s, I was working, doing my own company, doing stonework, and it's getting a little tired. Doing stonemasonry is a hard business. I mean, it's really hard on your body, and I thought brewing would be easier. But I was
wrong.
Yeah, so I decided to actually start a brewery on a farm. I didn't even have a farm yet. So I just went at it. Now here we are.
Now, do you grow anything that you're using in the beer on the farm, or are you sourcing it from other farms? And what are some of the ingredients that have come from where?
There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We grow a little bit of our own hops. We tried growing some of our own grain as a little bit of a project.
Yeah.
We got in over our heads a little bit doing everything.
Grain does grow tall.
Yep. We get most of our grain from Valley Malt and Hadley. And most of our hops from Four Star Farm in Northfield.
That's what's amazing. It's like there was this beer culture that started because of the places like the Pint and the Northampton Brewery. And then there's this local hero farming movement that then meets the needs of the, because there weren't hops and there weren't malts in general in this area until pretty recently, right?
Yeah, I mean, not very many people grew it. You know, hops take a lot of attention. Growing specific types of grain for brewing is it's a lot of work.
Well, let's taste some of the beer.
Yeah,
you've got some here. What did you bring?
This beer, it's part of our 100% series. It's called Colerain Living Ale.
Why is it a living ale?
That's a good question. It could be a living ale because we actually do all bottle conditioning and it's all unfiltered. So there's live yeast in the bottle.
Live active culture.
But Colerain Living itself is kind of a lifestyle, so to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so it's Colerain Living.
Live the Colerain lifestyle.
It's like Green Acres.
Farm living is the life for me.
I'm drinking this out of a wine glass.
Yeah, I did that on purpose for you, Monty. I didn't want to stretch you too far from the wine snobbery.
I'm getting into beer. I mean, and I love the local beer movement. You know, I love this.
Oh, this smells great.
So it's floral.
All the hops actually came from Coleraine. The story behind Coleraine Living is that I have a small hop yard, and it's all these different varieties of hops, and I lost the map that tells me what plants were what. So basically, I have no idea what kind of hops are in it, but each year, I make this one beer, and it's a little different each year.
Oh, wow.
Because I lost the treasure map, so to say. And the other one is the Berserker, and it's a Braggot. And the Berserker, the original name came from a collaboration with Artisan Beverage Company because they make mead. A Braggot is actually a mix between a beer and a mead. You know, mead is fermented honey. And so they actually came up with the name Berserker because I had an original recipe called the Berserker, and it was a really strong, you know, Braggot. But we did a collaboration, and they called it the Berserker. It was made with honey, you know, honey from Warm Color Apiary.
Yeah, another local farm.
One, yeah. Why so much collaboration? And is it you specifically, or is it like a lot of people?
Only in capitalism do we ask this question. Why so much collaboration?
Well, it gets lonely up on the hill, up in Coleraine.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a one-man operation.
And you are pretty small, right?
Yeah, we're really small. And I like working by myself, but then I like working with other people. And to me, it's not about the individual brewer. It's about the community of brewers, and it's collaborative projects, and it's less ego. I mean, if you drink this beer, you're like, I made this. This is my beer. But if you do these collaborations, you know, sometimes it's two, three different people putting in their input to it. So it's
the difference between a singer-songwriter and a band.
Yeah.
Well, let's try the Berserker.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. It's not a bad job you have, Monty.
Not at all. I try to institutionalize drinking during my work week at least several times, and I don't even brew.
Well, I do love the saying that you sort of said to me, if you want a beer, grow it.
I like that.
Well, that's what originally why I started this beer CSA. There's a couple small companies that were starting up and starting to grow some of the grain and hops. So really creating a small brewery where you're able to use all the local ingredients, that was the drive for what we did up on the hill. We didn't want to create a regular small brewery. You know, we wanted to create something that was utilizing all local ingredients. If I was to do it bigger, there really isn't enough ingredients available right now.
Right.
You know, maybe in a few years there is. But that's why we're one of the smallest breweries in all of New England. And we do that on purpose because, you know, our vision is to use close to 100% all local ingredients.
And you're able to make it as a business?
We're getting there. It's our 2 years. You know, we're turning a profit.
Yeah, that's good.
He hasn't had to sell his beard yet.
Yeah, it's beard, right?
This tastes deliciously different.
It's got the sweetness with the honey in there, I think. And you can even smell it. It smells like a bee sting in a good way. Mm. Justin Corby, who is the Stone Man behind Stone Man Brewery. Happy Brew Year.
Yes, to you
that's
too.
That's a terrible segue. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buy local food and beer.org.